You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Claire Sando, who's Director of Communications for the Tourism Leadership Council. Hey, Claire.
Good morning.
Also with us is Bill Doors, who's a columnist for the Savannah Morning News. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Emily.
And it's a busy October weekend, starting with some music on Friday.
Yeah, lots of good music around town all weekend. Friday night, Megan Jean and the KFB, who've been through town often over the years. She's got a great voice, big voice, great Americana act, and they'll be supported by Britt Scott will be performing, and so will Corey Chambers, two super talented, locally based musicians.
Very nice. And then there's a little also something for the kids on Friday, Claire.
It's an opportunity to bust out the Halloween costumes for the kids and take a Halloween hike at Oatland Island. You get to walk some of the trails, see some of the animals, and the kids get candy. It's $10 per kid, $5 per adult, and it's cash only.
And that's a great cause to support after, you know, as they still recover from that tornado months ago.
And also, speaking of breaking out the costumes, you know, a lot of people also have costumes for their pets, which they can show off this weekend.
Yes, this weekend is the annual Wagoween. You get to dress up your dog and visit almost 100 different businesses in town that are giving out treats for your dog.
And that's not the only thing happening on Saturday. It's a super busy day, lots of fun activities for the family and ways to celebrate the fall.
It's fall festival season, and there's the Isle of Hope Music and Art Festival and the fall festival on Skidaway Island at the State Park. You get to wander around, food trucks, live music, beverages. It's finally nice out, so right? We get to go outside.
Yes, we can finally enjoy the weather, but you can also spend the day inside at the Jepson Center.
Yes, it's free admission on Saturday for Free Family Day. And you can go and check out their new exhibit, Monet of Matisse. Lots of really nice impressionist art and activities for the kids where they can make their own pointillist art project. They'll also be outside with some plein air painting.
As one would hope for impressionists, I suppose. Gotta be outside.
And because it's fall, finally.
Exactly. and then, Bill, a little later on Saturday, there is also some music.
Film Biz Recycling, a nonprofit, will be holding a major fundraiser with Ashley McBride, a rising country singer, beautiful voice. That will be at the Wesley, which is the old church that is part of the Starland Village project. Tickets are $30. More information available online. That should be a really special night.
And then there's also a big popular annual event.
The Savannah Bicycle Campaign's 10th annual Moonlight Garden Ride. They've changed the name of it this year from Midnight to Moonlight, you'll notice, but same event. The epicenter of the whole thing is Grayson Stadium. Doors open at 5. The ride through town, through the city, into downtown, police escorted, comfortable pace, lots of people in costumes, et cetera, et cetera. That doesn't start till 7, so there are events in Grayson before 7, and then once the ride returns there, too. Very family-friendly, should be a really good time.
And then finally, looking ahead a little bit to next week, there is another great music show.
If you are tired of all of this happiness and camaraderie of the weekend in the fall in Savannah, go to the Jinx on Monday night for Torch, metal band from Miami. They're really awesome.
Bill Doors, who's the editor of the music blog Hissing Lawns, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And Claire Sando, Director of Communications for the Tourism Leadership Council, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.